Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose. It is July the 4th, 2017. It's a little after 6 o'clock. And I just come back to just share something with you. I'm going to play a little music first, and then I'm going to bring the word that I have to share with you, and I'm going to bring the prayer. And I'm going to share whatever I have with you, and I pray that it bless you on this holiday. So just hold still and hold steady. And let God bless you in the music.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh Lord.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we come to you today to just say thank you, Father God. We thank you, and we know that everything we give you thanks for, we know that you deserve everything, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to come one more time, Father God, to lift my voice like a trumpet, Father God, to carry this word like never before, Father God, that your word would be a blessing unto someone today, Father God, as it blessed me, God. I ask, God, that you will come and have thy own way, Father. Have a seat in this place today, Father God, because you deserve it, Father God. Everything belongs to you. All the praise and all the glory belong to you, Father God. As we look unto you, Father God, the finishing out of all things, Father God, that you are the Almighty God, Father God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Father God. We can search this world high and low and look everywhere, but we cannot find anyone greater than you, Father God. And for that, Father God, we thank you, Father God. It doesn't matter what it looks like, it doesn't matter what's going on, but I believe in my sanctified body that you're working in the spirit room for us, Father God, that everything is working for our good right now, Father God, that strongholds are being torn down, Father God, that you are strengthening us in our faith, Father God, and taking the doubt out, Father God, that we are blessing the people that we need to bless in the blessing because you allow us to bless them, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to come one more time just to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Thank you for my family. Thank you for giving my son 45 more years, Father, in this land, Lord. Thank you for letting him live to see another day. Thank you for my cousins that had birthdays today. Thank you for my entire family, Lord. Thank you for the family that's going through, Father God. Thank you for someone that don't know what to do and they don't know what to do. Lord, let them hold on to your unchanging hand, Father God. Thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, God, that you reign in victory. Thank you, Father God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you're in full control, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for my church family, God. Thank you for the apostle, Father God. Thank you for the first lady, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that all things are working together for the good to them that love you and called according to your purpose, Father God. Thank you for the kingdom of God, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you have anointed me, Father God, from the depths of my heart to carry this word, Father God, that it will bless your people today, Father God. Thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Woo! To God be the glory. You know, sometimes we just got to go on. Sometimes when we don't know what to do, when you've done all that you can do, you just got to keep on going. Even sometimes it looks like the sun is not going to shine, but you got to know that you know that you know that God is in full control. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And as you hold on to his unchanging hand, you got to go ahead and you got to thank him and you got to praise him and you got to know that you got to have the faith in him and you got to have the faith to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You got to know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It doesn't matter what it looked like. You got to know that you have the victory because Jesus paid it all. Jesus defeated Satan in Calvary, and everything was torn down, and he has the victory. Yes, we must go through some things, but we already have the victory. We just got to make it through one end to another end. We got to know that we know that we know, and that's why it's so important that we just stand on the word of God. And I'm coming out of Hebrews 11 and 1 today, and it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for in the evidence of things not seen. I know a lot of times we can't see our way, but I dare you to trust in the plan that God has for you. I dare you to trust in that God is God all by himself. Take Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and know that he is God and stand. And then we have to learn how to go where it says in Psalm 46 and in 10, it said, be still and know that he is God. We got to know he's God. We got to stand on the promises of God. We got to shut our eyes and we just got to go on out there. We got to do what we are assigned to do. We can't stop. We can't turn around. God has given me the assignment to carry this word. God has given me the assignment to go forward, and I have to keep on coming. It doesn't matter what I feel like. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter who's coming against me, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No lying tongues will condemn me. The weapons may try to come, but you know what? They may form, but they're not going to prosper. That's what I have to keep on reminding myself. You got to walk in obedience. You made a vow to God, and you can't take it back. You're on the battlefield for him, and you got to do what he wants you to do. You got to cry out loud and stand out. You got to let the people know that there is hope in the situation. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter who the president is. We got to have the hope and the faith in Jesus Christ. We got to know within our hearts that God is in control. We got to know that he is holding on to us, and we're holding on to him. And there is no failure in him. We have to remember, as they talk about in Hebrews 11 and 30, it says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were coming to pass about them 7 days. You got to know that the walls will come down. You got to know that you can call on God. You got to know that you can get an answer. You got to know that if you can go to the throne of grace boldly to the throne and you can call on it and you will get an answer. We have to start going to the throne and we have to start calling on the name of Jesus and we have to start trusting that he's going to bring everything out all right. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't doesn't matter who don't want you to call them. It don't matter who's mad at you. But you just trust in God, and you watch God make a difference in your life. Do not get discouraged, because you know what? The conflictions will come, and they will try to turn you around and get you disturbed. But don't get discouraged. Know that God is God. Know that He is in full control. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. You trust God. Put your faith in God. Keep on thanking God. Keep on letting God guide your steps and watch Him make a difference. Pray to God. Get in your word. Hold on to your word. If you can't get in your word because things are going on in your life right now, remember, ask the Holy Ghost to bring the word back to you, because if you have studied, the word of God is already down inside of you. Learn how to go back into what God has already put in you and hold on to it, knowing that God will not fail you. There is no failure in God. You just have to just trust it, and you just have to keep on believing. It doesn't matter. I know the harder you try, it seems like nothing's going your way, but I'm here to tell you that the things are changing. The atmosphere is changing. God is changing the atmosphere, and we have to trust that. We have to hold on to His unchanging hands. We have to keep on pressing our way. We have to understand that He is the Almighty God. We have to understand, and we have to be grateful for what He's doing in our life right now. We got to thank Him that when it's going the way that we think it should go, we got to thank Him when it's not going our way. We just got to put our faith in Him, and we got to keep on leaning, and we got to keep on trusting in Him. And as we lean to Him and lean not to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. We got to keep on praying. We got to stay on our knees. We got to start fasting and praying. We got to start asking God to show us our direction. Even though things are not working out the way that you think it do, even though it looks like you're being defeated, I'm here to tell you, you're not being defeated, because God cannot be defeated. If God be for you, who then can be against you? Don't you give up. Just keep on holding on to the faith. Keep on trusting God. Keep on knowing that God is God, and watch Him make a difference. God will turn things around. And if God say that there is a yes, there will be yes. And if God say no, it is no. And when God shut a door, no man can open it. And when He opened it, no man can close it. So I'm just telling you, put your trust and your faith in God, and press on what God is telling you. I know the harder you try, but don't be weary in well-doing. Just keep on doing what's right and keep on holding on, and watch God make a difference in your life. He has not forgotten about you. God knows us. He has not forgotten about us. God sees us. Even though it seems like we're in a struggle and we can't get out and things are not going our way, don't you worry. God has not forgotten about you on this Independent Day, on this 4th of July. You better know that you know that you know that your independence is in Christ and not in this world. Stop trusting in what the world is saying and start believing. Who report will you believe? Will you believe what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, or are you going to keep on trusting what the world is going to say? Who will you believe? Who is your Jehovah? Who is your God? Who are you serving? Who are you thankful to? Who will you serve today? What are you doing? Come on now. Let's get it together. I know affliction in your body, if I had it in mine too, and it's trying to keep me from doing what I need to do too. But you know what? When I'm obedient to God, God takes care of me. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, I get off track just like you do. But I have to get back on track, because somebody needs to know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Don't you worry about it. God is in full control. God is God all by Himself. He don't need nobody else. We have to ask, believe, and then get ready to receive it. And as my apostle talked about the seasons, we have to know the seasons. We may be in a winter, we may be in a fall, but you know that this season is coming. And when it comes, God's season is better than any season that man can give us. We got to keep on pressing, and we got to press, and we got to know that we know that we know that God is God. And as we trust in God and doubt not in our hearts, you watch God make a difference in your life. And just keep on trusting, and we got to thank Him. We got to thank Him no matter what. And we have to understand that God is who he say he is. And it said it is not a limit to possibilities, but the invade that the realms of the impossible. Someone has said faith begins where possibilities end. If it's possible, then there is no glory for God in it. So if it's possible, ain't no glory in for God. But when it's impossible, let God step in and watch God make a difference in it. And God will make a difference in it. I'm telling you, God did not bring us this far to leave us. I'm telling you, if you call on him, you will get an answer. I'm telling you to press your way. I'm telling you to get on your knees and call on him, and you will get an answer. I'm telling you he's a just God. I'm telling you that he loves you. And you got to know that you know that. And you got to hold on to his unchanging hand. And we have to know that faith is just what it is. Faith, 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 faith. It makes things hoped for as real as if we already had them. And it provides the unshakable evidence that the unseen spiritual blessings of a Christian is absolutely certain and real. That's what we got to know. We got to keep that in mind. We got to understand that. In other words, it's things, the future within the present, and makes the invisible things. We got to know that. We got to know that when we close our eyes, we got to hold on to God. We got to understand that even if it's not working out the way that we think it should work out, we got to know that he is, and we got to have the confidence, and we have to have the trustworthy to believe that God is doing what he said he's doing. Is that faith is a confidential in the trustworthiness of God. It is the conviction that what God says is true, and that what he promised, he will bring it to pass. If God said it, he's going to bring it to pass. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who done left you. If God said it, you got to have that now faith. You got to hold on to that now faith, and you got to believe that God is, and you got to believe that God is going to do it. You just got to hold on, and you got to be thankful. And I hope that something was said in the Word that you can believe this and you can trust in this, that God is. There is no failure in God. It's in us. We got to trust him. We got to hold on to him. We got to really understand that as we continue to walk these journeys that we're on, and no matter the obstacles that's going to get in our way, they're going to get in our way because it's trying to hinder us and to stop us and turn us around. But don't you know it ain't no turning us around? Don't you know that if we trust him, don't you know if we hold on to faith, if we hold on to the faith of God, we're going to be okay? So hold on. Don't give up. Trust God. And know that he's going to make a difference in your life. Believe me when I tell you. If I begin to tell you all that I've been through, but you know what? It was a distraction. Because God has given me an assignment. I've made a vow to God, and I'm not going to take it back. And I'm going to come, and I'm going to say whatever God puts in my heart to share with you and give it to you. And I'm going to pray that when he gives it to me, that it will bless your spirit as it has already blessed my spirit. As it says in the 23rd Psalm, that the 23rd Psalm 1, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You shall not want. So have the faith to believe that you shall not want. Have the faith to believe and hold unto God's unchanging hands. Believe me. And even with the family trouble and the situation, and then they have your kids coming at you and everything, it's just all messed up. But you know what? I got the victory. I got the victory because God has given me the victory. And everything's going to turn out okay. And everything that you need and I need in due season, if we think not, we're going to reap it. We got a season coming. And we have to trust that. And we have to believe and we have to trust that God is God. So I pray that something with this Hebrews 11 and 1, something was said in this word that would help bless your soul. We have to understand that the power of prayer works. It works our faith. It says faith without works is dead. We have to start praying. We have to start believing. We have to start holding on. It don't matter what it looks like. We have to continue to press our way. And when we press our way and we believe and trust in God, God brings everything out all right. I'm telling you, trust me when I tell you. I'm not one. I like a lot of people get out and they express a lot of different ways. I don't express a lot of things because I believe what the Word of God says. I believe that if God said it, I believe it. I believe that if he wants me to share with you and give me some of my heart to give to you, I'm going to give it to you. I'm an open book. I have nothing. I have nothing that I'm ashamed of because everything God has brought me to, it brought me to where I am right now. And it keeps me going because I can look back on where I came from to where I stand today. And if it was not that the Lord was on my side, and if it was not that God, where I had no faith in God, told me that if I had the faith of the grain of the mustard seed, then he would do the rest. And if I just trust that, and all that I go through, and no matter what it looks like. And so I'm asking you to take the grain of the mustard seed and you to hold on. I'm asking you to do the now faith of the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, no matter what the task is. Trust him, and he will bring it out already. Never, ever, never, ever, ever give up. Don't give up on God because God will never give up on us. And when we need him, we can call on him, and he'll come and he'll see about us just when we need him the most. So I thank you, and I praise you, and I'm going to play this other song that I have. This one of my one. And I just want you to listen to it, and then I'm going to come back and do a prayer. God bless you.
Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my answer. Oh, brought me from a mighty long way. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my answer. Lord, you.
Brought me from a mighty long way.
you got to stick with that, that God, you got to be thankful and know that God brought you from a mighty long way, and that whatever God say, it is so. In Philippians, it is 1 and 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You just got to know that whatever God is giving you to do, he is going to make sure that you do it. Don't be afraid. Yeah, sometimes I mess up on when I'm saying things. Sometimes I get excited. I don't get my pronunciations out. But you know what? I ask God to bless my spirit and bless it that you would get it and get an understanding of what I'm saying. That's why I gave you the scripture so you can go in and read it for yourself. And I ask God to just keep on making me better, creating in me a clean heart and renewing a right spirit in me and letting me come forward. When he puts it on my heart to come forward, it doesn't matter because it is not about me, but it is about the kingdom of God, that I am a servant of Jesus Christ and I may walk, and I must walk in obedience to him when I am assigned to do something, because somebody needs to know that your faith works. You're working our faith. We must know that it's our faith, and we must know that we have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Somebody needs to know that on this 4th of July day, the Independence Day, somebody out there needs this word, and God has blessed me and assigned me to bring it, and I brought it the best that I know how. So I ask God to take it and orchestrate it and give it to you the way that he wants you to receive it, and I ask that he will bless you in this word that he's given me to share with you today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God. I come as a servant of Jesus Christ, Father God. I come, God, that this word would be anointed to go forward for whenever they hear it. Lord, that it will bless them, Lord God, and it will lead them and give them a path that you have for them, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for using me, thy servant today, Father God. I thank you for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I give you all the praise because you are worthy to be praised. I thank you, Father God, for right now, I thank you for heaven and earth. I thank you for grace and mercy. I thank you that you sit high and you look low. I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you reign it in victory. I thank you that you are the Almighty God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, and that you reign it in victory, that there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you. I thank you that you allow thy servants to go out forward today and to carry this word. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And I ask, God, that you put a blessing to this word. Lord, I ask that it bless. Whenever they hear it, it will be a blessing, Father God. And help them to hold on and doubt not, to hold on to the faith that you have put in us, and to know that you will carry us where we need to go, where we need to go. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me. Thank you, Father God. And I ask, God, a special blessing on my son, God, on his birthday today, Father God. Whatever the desires of his heart is, God, grant him. Grant him the desires of his heart, Father God. Let his heart be open to receive from you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And I pray for my cousin, John, and I pray for my cousin, Christy, and anyone else that have a birthday today. I pray and ask God to bless you abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father God, for right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let us love on purpose. Thank you. God bless you, and I'll come again when God tell me to come and when God gives me a word to share with you. To God be the glory for all that I do. In Jesus' name. God bless.